friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Homeowner spots raccoon on the roof and instantly realizes things have gone wrong. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A homeowner came home to find a raccoon on the roof in the most hilariously bizarre position. A call to animal rescue services sorted everything out, but the photos of the poor creature still have folks laughing all across the internet. Raccoons were the mascot of 2020 because they always wore a mask and washed their hands. But this particular raccoon isn't known for her hand washing and mask wearing abilities. She garnered 15 minutes of fame after trying to get back inside a house to get to her beloved babies. The Santa Cruz Wildlife Emergency Services received a rather odd call one day. A homeowner called to let them know there was half a raccoon found wedged in a homeowner's roof. Apparently, the sweet raccoon was doing what any good mom would do. She was trying to get back to her babies. The homeowners realized these little critters were cozied up inside the attic. So, they fixed the vent leading to the outside and assumed their masked crib crashers would no longer be a problem. But what they didn't realize is that mom had gone out for the day to forage and left her brood safe and sound in the attic. When she returned, she found that the vent had been closed off. She did what any good mom would do and began digging a hole through the roof to get to her babies. What happened next was rather hysterical. The mama raccoon became wedged in the roof and she had no way to get herself unstuck. The homeowners took a photo that went viral, and it's no wonder. The photo reveals a mama raccoon with her hips, tail, and back legs hanging out. No mom ever wants to have a candid photo of her back end hanging out anywhere. It's akin to your skirt being stuck inside your pantyhose. We've all had those days when it comes to raising littles, haven't we? Poor mama raccoon. The Wildlife Emergency Services team went to work to get mama unstuck and got her reunited with her babies. They were also relocated to a safe place to find a new home. So, while the whole ordeal was likely stressful for the poor raccoon on the roof, there was thankfully a happy ending for all involved. Miraculous story of how 3-year-old boy survived all alone in wilderness in Montana for 2 days. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. You'll want to praise God after learning about this miraculous story of how a 3-year-old boy survived all alone in the wilderness in Montana for 2 days. Toddlers need constant supervision and help to eat their food and even when to use the restroom. It's a full-time job to keep little ones alive and well-loved, so it's impossible to manage a child surviving in the wilderness of Montana full of dangers like bears, mountain lions, snakes, and cold temperatures. Riker Webb certainly went on an adventure one Friday afternoon. He's the type of toddler who loves the outdoors, especially bugs. He wandered away from his Montana home and got lost in the wilderness. He was found Sunday afternoon after surviving 2 days by taking shelter in a stranger's shed. The strangers were checking on their cabin and were startled to discover the red-headed toddler. They say he was visibly shaken and scared, but he also told his rescuers that he went for a very long walk and got tired. They heard a little boy's voice from the shed out back where they keep a generator, said Sheriff Darren Short. So they went to the shed and there he was. Riker had walked over 2 miles away from his home into the wilderness in Montana and managed to survive in bear and mountain lion country on top of 40 degree temperatures and rain showers. Not only did he survive the wilderness in Montana, but he was healthy and no harm had come to him. God had guardian angels watching over this little one. It's truly a miracle he is alive. Riker couldn't wait to be reunited with his parents. and I'm guessing this sweet, adventurous boy won't be taking any long walks anytime soon. Praise God for the protection over this little boy. He found him in a desert land and in the howling waste of a wilderness. He encircled him, he cared for him, he guarded him as the pupil of his eye. Deuteronomy 32:10.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.